I just don't understand why she wanted us to meet at the library 2 days in a row. We were here yesterday, and I'm pretty sure we finished a psychology project, so why are we meeting again today? Also, shouldn't she be here by now? I think it's pretty rude of her to set up this impromptu meeting and then for her to be late for it. And not to mention, it's so awkward to do a group project with her because everyone knows she has a crush on you and is super jealous of me because I'm your girlfriend. Ugh, she's always so super rude to me and so lovey-dovey towards you. It's beyond annoying.
Oh, hi. Sorry for being late. Traffic was crazy. I got stuck behind some stupid parade.
Wow, Mary.
Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today?
You look awful. Your hair's all frizzy. You look really tired. And what's with your makeup? I think somebody needs to give you some tips. Because your whole face looks ridiculous right now. You basically look like a clown. Anyways, let me turn my attention to you. How are you doing today? You look amazing as usual. You're doing good? That's nice. So both of you are doing good? Nothing else to report?
We're fine. We were just wondering why you called us here again after we thought we got done with the psychology project yesterday.
Oh, we did get done with the psychology project yesterday.
Okay, then why exactly are we here?
Well, I'm actually working on another project. Actually, it's more of an experiment.
An experiment? What are you talking about?
So, since we're in a psychology class, I've been reading up on some things in the discipline, such as hypnosis, and I found it to be incredibly exciting. I was wondering if you two would be willing to be my guinea pigs. I'd love to try and hypnotize you both at the same time.
I don't think so, Sarah. If our group psychology project is done, me and my boyfriend will be leaving now.
Really? That's not nice. Could you please reconsider?
No, Sarah. You've been nothing but rude to me. You've wasted my time tonight, and I'm just tired of having to deal with you. Come on, let's go.
Mary, drone mode, now.
Yes, mistress. I'm yours to command. I'm a mindless drone.
Looks like the post-hypnosis triggers still work. Wow, you should see your face right now. You look so surprised. You see, I hypnotized you and your girlfriend already last night. I just don't remember it because I instructed you both to forget it. Yesterday, I didn't get a chance to fully program both of you. But now that we all got to the library much earlier, I'll be able to play with your minds for hours. By the end of the night, you'll basically be my slaves. My stomach gets butterflies thinking about all the things I get to do with you. Actually, I don't have much use for a girlfriend, though. Maybe I can have her scrub my place with a toothbrush? Or she could be my living maid? I'll have to workshop that. Isn't this going to be so much fun? No? You don't think so? Oh, that's so cute. You still think your opinion matters? Don't worry, though. Soon I'm going to rearrange your mind in a million ways. By the end of the night, you won't even remember having free will. You wanna see something cool? Mary, when I snap my fingers, you will break up with your boyfriend because you no longer find him attractive. In fact, he repulses you. When I say Mary drone mode now, you will go back to being in drone mode.
Hey, I've been thinking, and I think we should no longer be a couple. I don't find you attractive at all, and honestly, I think you're kind of ugly. I'm sorry if I'm being so blunt, but the thought of us being together for a second longer makes me want to vomit. I hope you understand.
Mary, drone mode now.
Yes, mistress. I'm yours to command. I'm a mindless drone.
This is so fun! Okay, now let's try something on you. Oh, you don't believe you're hypnotized right now. Let's test your little hypothesis, shall we? When I snap my fingers, you'll be unable to stop yourself from kissing me on the lips. No matter how hard you try to fight it, your desire to kiss me will overwhelm you. Wow, you're already leaning towards me. It's a really weird thing to do if you're totally not hypnotized right now. It looks like you're trying to fight it. Oh, you're putting in such a valiant effort. Oh, but it looks like you're slowly coming closer and closer to my lips. Now you're a mere inches away and I can feel your breath. Don't fight it, baby. Just accept it and give in. Mm-hmm. So, do you believe you're hypnotized now? Oh, this is so much fun. Well, should I have you and your girlfriend do next? Or should I say you and your former girlfriend? By the way, I don't understand why in the world you chose her over me. I'm much more attractive and smarter, and I like you more than she does. Like, I'm obsessed with you. And by the end of the night, you'll be obsessed with me too. Okay, let's think. Why should I have you do next? Oh, you're wondering why you can't do anything to stop me? That's because I put in several safeguards in your mind so that you can't even attempt to stop me. And additionally, I made it so that you can never tell anyone I control you or your ex-girlfriend. I've thought of everything, so save your breath and thinking power. Okay, I've thought of something I want to see. Mary, when I snap my fingers, you will reveal every pet peeve you've had of your ex-boyfriend when you were dating. And when I say Mary drone mode now, you will go back to being in drone mode.
Oh, where do I even begin? I think the main thing was his messiness. He would just throw his clean and dirty clothes all over the floor in his apartment. It was a pigsty. And speaking of pigs, he seemed to be incapable of eating with his mouth closed. He tried to explain to me once that by eating with his mouth open would allow more oxygen in and that somehow make the taste of his food better, but that's just a bunch of bull. Another thing that grinded my gears was the fact that he would always leak the toilet seat up, even after I told him repeatedly to stop. Like, how many times did I tell him, and he still continued to do it? And don't even get me started on—
Mary, drone mode now.
Yes, mistress. I'm yours to command. I'm a mindless drone.
Wow, she had a lot to say. See, I wouldn't mind any of those things because, unlike her, I actually love you. Oh, you're curious if I implanted a drone mode into you? I did not. Not yet, at least. Oh, my sweet prince. Don't look so relieved. I implanted a different mode. What's the mode? Why don't I just show you? Pretty ballerina mode on. Wow, you have some serious moves for ballerina. Oh, you look so cute. My little ballerina is so pretty. Let me just admire you for a second, or maybe five. Okay, that's enough for now. Pretty ballerina mode, off. Did you like that? Don't answer, it was a rhetorical question. Actually, I have another mode for you. Would you like to try it? Too bad. Tickle mode on. Now, what this mode does is make you 10 times more ticklish. It also makes it that you can't move, only squirm and laugh while being tickled. So let me just scoot my chair over and start tickling you. Oh my god, you're laughing so hard. What if I tickle you here? Or here? Good boy. What about if I tickle here? Tickle. Oh my god, this is so much fun. Okay, tickle mode off. Now then, let's stop skirting around the issue and have you become obsessed with me, shall we? When I snap my fingers, you will only tell me the truth from now on until I tell you otherwise. In terms of physical attractiveness, how would you rate your ex-girlfriend from a scale of 1 to 10? An 8? Okay. When I snap my fingers, you will think she's really ugly and unattractive. What about now? A 2? Wow, Amstaff had really poor self-esteem to go out with a 2. I feel bad for you. And how attractive do you find me? A 5? Wow. Mean. Well, guess what? When I snap my fingers, you will find me to be the most attractive woman in the world. I'll be exactly your type. I'll be living proof for you that God exists, because that's the only way someone as beautiful as me could possibly be on this earth. So, what do you rate me now? An 11 out of 10? Oh, wow. You're too kind. And what exactly do you like about me? Yes, I can see that. Thanks. I love having you spell it out. You know what? I'd rather do the rest of your mind melting at home rather than at a public library, so let's wrap this up. When I snap my fingers, you will forget that you ever went out with Mary. You will think of her as an annoying, ugly girl in one of your classes in college that you unfortunately got paired up to do a project with. Also, you will think that you and I are boyfriend and girlfriend, and have been for a while. You won't remember being hypnotized. You will think that me, you, and Mary just got done with the psychology project. Now onto you, Mary. When I snap my fingers, you will be out of drone mode. You won't remember ever being a girlfriend to him. You won't remember being hypnotized, and you will think that we just got done with the psychology project as well. Also, I'm in the mood for some oranges. Not just any oranges. I'm in the mood for authentic Mexican oranges. So when I snap my fingers, Mary, you will be on an errand for me to pick up some oranges from Mexico. Seeing as though Mexico is over 400 miles away, that should keep you busy until tomorrow. Also, you can't listen to anything while driving. I'm just petty like that. Okay, well, I think me and my boyfriend will leave now since we are done with the project. It was so fun working with you, Mary.
Thanks. For now, if you'll excuse me, I have to pick up some oranges.
Oh, from the local grocery store?
No, from Mexico. Bye.
Wow, what a strange girl. Am I wrong? Anyways, let's head back to my place. I want to try something out. What exactly? Oh, have you ever heard of hypnosis?
Hello there, this is Spring ASMR. I hope you enjoyed the video. Please check out my Patreon if you would like to support me, and if you'd like to join the Spring ASMR community, check out my Discord server. Links to both can be found in the description of this video. Thank you all, see you next time!